This morning, I want to thank the pastor for the opportunity granted to me to bring the word of God across to us as a mouthpiece. Not my word, it's the word of God. And as we yield ourselves to the word, we will indeed be blessed. Praise God. And I, at this point, I just have one song like that, so that we can get, God can get our attention. It's children's song, Abby. Children's song before. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen, and pay close attention, for God has something to say. Hallelujah, for God
has something to say.
He has something.
God has something today.
I say,
listen, listen, and pay close attention, for God has something to say.
Oh, he has something.
God has something to say.
He has something.
God has something to say. Listen, listen, and pay good attention, for God has something to say.
Father, I stand here amazed at your presence. You have something that you speak to each and every one of us. As you speak to our ears this morning, let it be transferred to our hearts. That particular thing that you have for every individual might not be the same word that I'm hearing, that somebody else is hearing. Lord, that particular one that is meant for that man, that is meant for that woman, make it indelible in our hearts individually, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, as I stand here, O God, as a vessel in your own hand, it's not me. You only sent me to bring this word of life to your people. Father, let this word, as we hear, let it be met, O God, with faith in our heart, that we'll be able to run with it, in the name of Jesus. Mighty Savior, let no distraction come, O God, between us and your word this morning. Whatever is that distraction, wherever it's coming from, Lord, we pin it down and we send it back to hell, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Nobody here, oh God, will leave this place empty-handed. Every one of us, no matter what we hear, will become a transformation to translate our life into reality in following you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Even, oh God, for the enemy, those that are peeping through the window to bring distraction, to make your word uninteresting to men, Lord, we charge them this morning. We release curse from your presence unto them. Let them, oh God, fly away in the name of Jesus. Let this word this morning bring healing unto lives of men. Let it bring lifting unto men. Let it bring, oh God, every yoke that is holding men down. Let your word break them to pieces in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Like we have said already, I appreciate our leaders, and we have, the choir has ministered to us, right from the hymn, even to the special number. All that we are seeing is the capability of God to do things in our life. But I want to quickly go by the instruction that I was giving, that we should discuss the blessedness of thanksgiving and anointing. Blessedness of thanksgiving and anointing. That is the topic that I was giving. And in the process, I heard something when Pastor was leading a prayer, and he said the service of grace. I was just laughing. Because yesterday night, is it night now? I heard in my spirit, Today's service is the service of grace. And if it is a service of grace, say, once have I spoken, say, twice have I heard him. And it was confirmed here. So God has something to say to somebody this morning. And as you keep close attention, pay that close attention, even if that, so that your own particular word will not bypass you. Don't be familiar with me this morning. Don't be familiar with me. And don't be familiar with the word that comes. If it is your own, hold on to it. Because this time is the time that God wants to release that grace to as many that are attentive to catch up with what is bringing your way. If it is healing, you can get it because God is here. If it is promotion, anything, this atmosphere this morning is for God to do something that is amazing. Praise the Lord. So we have heard blessedness of thanksgiving and anointing. But if we say we will do, I was talking to myself, I didn't tell Pastor anyway because I have to be afraid of him. For him calling me to talk about blessedness. Even blessedness alone is a topic for 3 days, no be so. But Pastor decided to say, go and talk on blessedness and thanksgiving and anointing again. So God will help all of us. So for us to come to this point, and I won't waste our time to quickly look at what is blessed and what is blessed and what is blessedness. But we'll do all of those things. We'll just put them together. If say something is blessed, and you know already who the man that is blessed is. And I want you to quickly remove your mind from the kind of blessing that is in the world. If you don't remove your mind from that, you won't be able to catch up. Because God is not talking about that, even if those things will follow you. Do you understand? God is, what we are seeing here, what I am seeing, is not what that I am, my what. It's not my what in material things. It's not my what in material things. Yes, you may have cars, you may have aeroplane, you may have ship. Thank God for that. But there is a matter. There is a weightier matter that I'm seeing in this part. Even though God has the capacity to give you everything, but yet the man that possesses this blessing, the first thing a man, you know, is equal to, is supposed to get, and before that blessing, you know, they are blessings. Abi, I, if you look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, I think you have read that scripture. Say, let this book of law do what? Not depart from your mind. Say, meditate on it day and night. Say, therein you have prosperity, but you have good success. And prosperity will follow you. Is that not good enough? But yet, there is a matter that comes before that prosperity will come. There is a need for you to get something, to have something. The person that produces prosperity, you must have him before you talk of prosperity. Praise the Lord. So let that be the foundation of our heart this morning. No, if you say blessedness, it means blissfulness. I used to see, I don't know what success put in his card for a wedding. Some people say blissful wedding. Some people say many names. But I quickly catch up with this one, blissfulness. Blessedness is also blissfulness. Blissfulness can take place in every way. It can be in your office. Blissfulness can be in your marriage. Blissfulness can be in your business that you are doing. And that is why I quickly note that in what I am seeing here, that it means blissfulness. It means peacefulness. That is the kind of blessing I'm talking about this morning. It means blissfulness, peacefulness. Praise God. It means peacefulness and blissfulness. But this, I quickly want to note that it is not for everybody. Are you understanding me? As I go looking at the meaning, it is not for everybody. This kind of blessedness is not for everybody. That this blessedness is a privilege that is exclusively reserved for a man that trusts God. It's a privilege that is exclusively in the Constitution of Nigeria. There is one exclusive something. There is an exclusive list, and there is a concurrent list. But what I'm talking about, this blessedness is exclusively reserved for those that trust God. If you go to Psalm 1, let me read Psalm 1 quickly. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law. Okay, he's here. But his delight is in the law, the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night. Finally, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Have you seen something? Whatever he does. Before you do, let me speak one kind English. Before you does that whatever, you are coming from somewhere. You are riding on somebody's power to come to that whatever that gives you prosperity. Am I confusing us? That makes me to know that blessedness is totally reserved for some persons. It's not for everybody. Do we agree? Yes. We will soon see it. We will soon see it. It's reserved completely for those that trust God. So it is, you know, to be in a state of everlasting, you know, unconquered life. That they are making noise about you. Nobody can conquer you if you are in this realm. Yes, troubles will come, but troubles will go. Yes, hunger will come, but hunger will go. No, be so. So this life is reserved for those that are the followers of Jesus. That is why it's completely. It's not for everybody. But as you are hearing my voice this morning, you may walk yourself into it. You may walk yourself into it. And as you do that, you will live a life that no man can conquer, because it is God's grace and approval of our lives if you are a child of God. That is blessedness. It is God's grace and approval upon my life and your life. But if I dare to ask somebody this morning, has God approved your life? Has God approved your life? If God has not approved your life, there is space for you this morning. And until you come to the point of God approving your life, that is the only time you have the opportunity of touching the work of God. That is the only time. That is why Joshua, that we quoted earlier, told us that let this book of law, let it not depart from your mouth. It is the matter of meditating. That is the only thing you can do. Somebody I listened, who said that in last? He said the only This man, John Wisconsin, says since he became a Christian, he has never read any book in his life. The only book he's reading is what? Bible. And whatever he wants, he gets it. Where? From where? From the Bible. So he will not go and read any motivational book. He will not go and read any history book. He will not go and read this. He will not go and read that. But the only book he has ever read, according to history, is the Bible. And that is that. That is what we are seeing here. So because blessedness, a man that is a blessed man, a man that is blessed, is always reflecting the glory of God Almighty. For you to reflect the glory of God, then you must be a blessed man. For you to reflect the glory of God. If you are a Christian and you are in church, and the glory of God does not reflect in your life, excuse me, what is that? What is the meaning of that? Is it not better for me to sit down at home and not doing anything? Reflecting the glory. Reflecting the character of God. What is the character of God? We know. Character of God is humility, is love, is patience, is all those things that we are seeing. And we will soon see them in the book of Matthew chapter 5. The matter of the beatitude. That is where we are seeing. But first of all, let's go on with this. And that is the little understanding I have about, you know, a man that is blessed, a blessed man. And for a man to be blessed of God, what do you think will come forth from that man's mouth? Thanksgiving. Is it okay? When God bless you, let me talk about even the corruptible blessing. If God give me a car today now, will my dancing step not change? Will it not change? It will change. And I come to dance, all the people that like me here, they will follow me to dance. And why am I dancing? I'm thanking God. Praise the Lord. So we will soon see that. And as we are running with our time, so that it will not eat up into the service. But I say quickly here that blessedness is not an automatic thing. It doesn't come to any man automatic. Anyone that comes to any man and he say, I am blessed, and yet the trace of the life of Jesus is not in that man. That man is not the correct blessing. He's only carrying the blessing that is of the world. Am I saying that that blessing of the world is not good? It's good though. If it's not good, why am I using my phone? It's good. But yet, before you talk about that, there must be a blessing that you get first of all. That is that one. And that makes me to say that you must have received forgiveness of your sins. That is the number one. That, you know, that God's grace is, you know, effective in your life. So I'm laying this basis so that when we are talking about blessing or somebody is blessed, then we now know on the basis of what is he saying all of these things. Praise God. So that blessing, that will speak about the life of a man, you know, a man that is blessed of the Lord. So we are talking about that. This brings me to the matter of thanksgiving. Why will a man give thanks to God? Why will I give thanks to God? Giving thanks to God. Why will I give thanks to God? It's not because of the blessing, but first of all, before my thanksgiving can be acceptable to God as a blessed man, I must be also in his book. So thanksgiving, on this note, is the way, you know, of expressing our utmost gratitude to God. The way of expressing our utmost gratitude to God. utmost gratitude to God. And it is also our devotion to Him. It's our devotion to Him. And if my devotion to God is not what is doing in my life, and what is that thing that God is doing in my life that is, I will have to give Him my utmost gratitude. We will soon read our scriptures, but first of all, let me look at this. Because if you look at Psalm 119 verse 11, what did the Bible say about that place? 119 verse 11. It says, "Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Yes? "Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your status." It continues like that till verse 16. But because of our time, I will not bother with that. Read it to verse 16 and see. He said, "Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your status." It's the status of God, sir, that put whatever He wants on the face of the earth to your hand. What is the status of God? The commandment of God. What is the testimonies of God? The commandment of God. Your understanding of God is what gives you what you want. And I quickly hear somebody saying, "What of Dangote? What of Ademola? What all those big people?" Mm-mm. There are blessings that James say that can be corrupted. There are blessings that moth will go and eat. There are blessings that are limited. But the blessing I'm talking about is the blessing that makes me to give thanks to God, is the blessing that can never be limited. Is the blessing that can make me to go all out in search of God. I don't know whether you have ever read about that short man. What is his name? Zacchaeus. In Luke chapter 19, I saw something there. Luke chapter 9, if you read from verse 1 to 10 of Luke chapter 19, we saw a man looking for God. If you see, my people say, if you see rabbit running in the daytime, that means there is something. Something is firing him. And I saw Zacchaeus running. Why? Because he heard Jesus is coming. And everybody is rushing because of his small stature. Even if he stay at the back as a big man, he can't reach. Somebody will match his shoe. He say, this boy, he will be distracted. So what did Zacchaeus did? He ran and climbed a sycamore tree. Sir, if the heat of salvation comes upon you, whatever you are doing that you are holding on to, that you think is precious, I tell you, you drop it. That we will not be reading that scripture. But Zacchaeus said something. And Jesus told him something. Zacchaeus said, I will give half of my estate. Even four times, I will pay those people that have defrauded. What does that show to you? That is restitution. A man that comes to that point, he has accepted Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior. If not, he will not say that. And Jesus said, today, what happened? Salvation has come to your house. If you see Zacchaeus jumping up and down, when he came down from the tree, I can imagine the joy of salvation that is flowing in his heart. If you see any Christian, even when there is hunger, he's jumping up and down. Even then, when there is nothing in the pocket, he's jumping up and down. And he's still holding on to Jesus. What is happening to him is that the joy of salvation is flowing in his life. Excuse me, if you don't have that this morning, beg God for it to come to you. Beg God this morning that joy of salvation is another, is one of the things that compel men to give thanks to God unceasingly. Praise God. I saw another woman, and I don't want us to read many scriptures, but I saw a woman in John chapter 4. verse 28 to 29. Did you know that woman? That woman had the way. What led to her thanksgiving? Because he had an encounter with the master himself. In verse 28, what happened to the woman? When he saw that, he said, then the woman then left her water pot. That's very concern. It's my main concern. The woman left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, where is the 29? Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ, the Messiah? Could this be the Christ, the Messiah? I think several amiable women in that city, they were running. This woman, why are you dancing? Why are you running up and down? What is your problem? What is that now? Or they say, you don't need to see what I am seeing. You need to hear what I have heard. And the woman, some that are so inquisitive, they followed her. And they say, what is that thing that you have heard? What is that thing that you have heard? And the whole city went agog because of this woman. The joy of salvation that leads to thanksgiving in the heart of men. Come and see. Come and see. Do you know that he came with? All the things that he came with. What did you see in verse 28? The Bible says the woman left her water pot and ran and went to the city. He forgot about water. Test for water has gone. Test for water has gone. Like John said, in her spirit, there is a river that is flowing there now that quenched every other thirst. Because he came to the understanding that this is the only thing that can bring help to my life. And I have seen it, and I will not keep quiet. I will not keep silent until everybody have heard this. Excuse me. Evangelism was yesterday. Nobody told you to even to run to the whole city of Duse. But I see a woman that because of the thanksgiving of what happened to him, the salvation that he has received, and is running in the whole city. The whole city. Those of you that are here English, city na village. Eh? City in a village. It's Abuja, not a city. We are not, if you say city of Abuja, all the district, the Matamas, the Wuses, the everything, Bugwe, is the city. And the woman was able to run to the city and making everybody to understand. And as they are asking him, he said, come and see, come and see, come and see. You that said you know hear English to preach the gospel. Don't you hear the English? So come and see Jesus. Can you hear that one? Can you hear that one? She left her pot. And the moment she left her pot, didn't remember. I never read anywhere that the woman went back to carry that pot. That is the corruptible mammon that all of us are pursuing. Nobody had that become a Christian that will go back to that Egypt. It is the Egypt of that woman. She left it. She left it. I said, no, God forbid for me to go back there. No, what am I looking for in Egypt? Is it watermelon? Is it cucumber and the carrot that are there? Does it satisfy? How many of you eat carrot or cucumber and you will not eat food again? No. There is a food that is lasting. And she got it and she ran with it. How many times have you heard the gospel of joy? You left the church happy. You let the program happy. And the moment you got home, he went back to go and check. Went back to go and check those things that you left behind. That you say bye-bye to the world. I was praying one day and one song came to me. I don't know whether I'm composing it, whether I know somebody. Say, I will never, never go back to Egypt again. Egypt of life. I will never go back there. I was singing it. Have you heard that song before? Okay, maybe I'm the owner. I'm going to make it work now. A new release. God bless you. Say, I will never go back to Egypt again. I say, what Egypt? Say, Egypt of falsehood. Egypt of anger. Say, I will never go back there again. So the woman never went back to that Egypt to carry the water pot. The water pot has become Old Testament. It has become a history to her. But I see several of us, after surrendering to this Jesus, because of what we think is the blessing, we still go back and begin to look for those things. So that, I don't know for what reason we are looking for that. So this morning, God is coming to us in this way, that today is a service of grace, that as many that will hear his word, harden not your heart. Because it is not a joke that there is heaven and there is hell. But for my thanksgiving to be proper and for people to celebrate me, it must be anchored on the cross. Praise the Lord. For my thanksgiving to be proper and to be beneficial to me and mankind around me, it must be anchored on the cross. Any thanksgiving outside the cross is showmanship. If your thanksgiving, yes, you are singing very well, like a choir mistress. But if that song does not come from the well that is, inside of you, that the master is nodding and he say, I am blessed this morning because I have a voice in Duse Church that is singing to the glory of my name. Because of her, let me go down and inherit the praises of my people. Madam, the things you are doing, the way you are relating with men, sir, the actions that you are taking sometimes, does it create thanksgiving in the life of other people? Does it create thanksgiving? Does it make people to say, thank God? The psalmist said, blessed are you, O Lord God. Say, blessed are you, O Lord God. We have seen in Psalm 1 what the Bible is talking about. That the man that is blessed, it's not a man that is struggling with men. It's not a man that one leg in, one leg out. It's not a man that is standing when there is all weather person. If you are not weather person, I beg you this morning, repent. Today is Thanksgiving, so that we can celebrate with you. Because the man said, the Bible says, he that stand, this man, that blessed man, he does not stand with sinners. He does not sit on the seat of the scornful. When I was trying to probe into that, I discovered that if you read Amplify, you will see the, please give me Amplify, Yoga. You will see. So blessing is different from happiness. Blessing, I tell you, is not happiness. Even though happiness is part of it, but blessing is number one. A blessed man is not because he has, what causes happiness? What? Why do people happy? Why are they happy? Pleasures of life. You are in my heart. People are happy because of pleasures of life. But the Bible says, mount and keep and continue to give. Keep treasures where moth and cankerworm and caterpillars will not destroy. But the pleasures of life, because you have 1 million or 2 naira, and because I do not have anything, I am always sad. I don't want to thank God because God has not given me. He gave brother Godwin 20 million and God gave me only 5 naira. Why is this that kind of thing? But this kind of thanksgiving that we are talking about is a thanksgiving, whether you have or you don't have, it does not matter to you because you are not looking for pleasure. Am I saying that pleasure is not good? If I tell you now, I enjoy pleasure more than you. I like good things more than you. But is that my primary thing? No, it's not my primary concern. God gives me joy. What gives me thanksgiving? What makes my heart, you know, to be grateful to the Almighty is that because I'm still holding on to the plow. The moment I return, I look back that I am not fit for this kingdom. The only thing that comes to my heart is sadness. That is why that Psalm 1 is very key to us this morning. Say, blessed is that man that do not sit with the scornful, with fools. Have you ever seen a king, a prince, or a princess trekking? Eh? What of Tunubu? Have you ever seen him trekking? In the process of making this, when I wanted to go and rest after you left me, I went and began to look Facebook. I saw Adenuga see aeroplane park in his compound. See the car they were mentioning, the money they were mentioning in dollars. Eh? Does that give me pleasure? Can I exchange it for Jesus? No. There are several people that are exchanging it to. They say, let me get it. When we get there, we talk about it. Excuse me. You have no opportunity to get anything there. Praise the Lord. So to quickly, Abego, let me know so that I know what to do with my time. That is for that. So Jesus is standing knocking at the door of your heart, as we have read in the book of Revelation this morning. Say, if you open to me, I will come in and eat with you. So when you thank God, what happened before thanking God will come? Yes, because you are blessed and because you have made the cross to be your ultimate. Yes, but what happened again? Then there is a need for you to move and begin to share this gospel. That brought in the matter of anointing. So what is anointing? The matter of anointing came this way. You see, anointing is a sacred act. It's an act that is sacred. Eh? But we are seeing many anointings. Have somebody in my place. Every day, you are opening radio or television or anything, or somebody that is praying. From morning to night, you are saying, amen, amen, amen. What does that mean? What is that your problem? It's to say amen. Is that your problem? Eh? You are watching somebody, he's praying. You think that amen will carry you, will give you Jesus? No. If you say yes, but to me, it cannot give you Jesus. He says it's a sacred act of consecrating a man for divine purposes that empower a Christian to do the work of ministry. That is anointing. It's not this type that we are seeing everywhere. It's not this one. So you're anointing. In fact, I want to let you know, anointing is not in the bottle. Anointing, you are a carrier before the bottle work for you. You must be a carrier of anointing. Praise God. You must be a carrier of anointing. If you are not a carrier of anointing, and you are carrying bottle from one place to another, when they say bring water, you bring water. You say they pray, that man pray on it. If they say bring olive oil, you bring it, they pray on it. If you come to your room now, you have plenty of them. That is not anointing, I tell you. According to the word of God, it is not. But that oil, whether it be palm oil, be granite oil, be anything, it can work for you when you are under anointing and you are a carrier of anointing. Who gives anointing? Jesus. Yes. Anointing is gotten by instruction. It's not on a particular thing. You will soon see. It's not. Praise God. It's not. So anointing, that we are divine anointing, is an enabler for you to do work of God. For you to be effective. For you to stand. And heaven will give you backing. For you to know, these are the things that I want my people to do. He said, I have given you power and authority to do what? To trample upon a snake and scorpion. Say everything. If you have taken something that will kill somebody, it doesn't kill you, sir. Why? Because you are operating under anointing. Because the owner of the work. Praise God. This thing, these days, not even reach 40 minutes again. So what do you need to pursue? Pursue Jesus and the anointing will be for you. Pursue Jesus and you get the anointing. So it is a divine enabler, you know, that gives us an edge over your colleagues. It's a divine enabler that gives you edge over your colleagues. You are in the office. We have heard pastors severally. He said they brought something. They go and do something. You put palm oil, put maybe rice, or put beans, or put all those things. You do concussion. Even when we're a student, we're eating something like that. And you come and drop it in somebody's office so that he can leave the office for you. And the one will come because he know who he trusts. He know who he believes. You kick it and say, come and sweep this nonsense away. Nothing happened. Who is crying? The person that put it there. Somebody sent to me. No, my younger brother called me about 2 weeks ago. I was telling them when we were praying on Friday. He said, one of my cousins, those that are looking for prayer, he went to pray somewhere and they told him that they are going to summarize my life. That he should beg me so that I will call him so that we'll talk to the person so that they will pray for me. So I was laughing. I said, said, why? What is the reason? He said, the woman said, I used to do good for her before, but now I have stopped doing good for her. So because of that one, he's going to kill me. Well, let me say, kill me. How about? Who is he that lamentation say that will say 18 and it will come to pass? Except the Lord. It's only God. It's only God that can summarize my life. So whatever that happens to me, nobody take credit for it. Because no man lives forever. Even the miss more like this, even the Jesus that I know that I carry, Haba, he says he's greater than he that is in the world. So how can you that is smaller? Let me show you something. Let's read Acts chapter 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, quickly. Quickly, because God did not have mercy. Okay, say how God anointed Jesus from Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the evil, of the devil, because God was with him. Is that not anointing speaking there, sir? It's the anointing of God speaking there. And then say, go back. Go, okay. Stop there. Acts chapter 19. Go to Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Quickly. Say, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. Yes? So that even handkerchief and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illness were cured. And the evil spirit left them, yes? Some Jews who went around driving out the evils tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. No, my own is not like that. It's not the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. I have the authority to call his name and command even the devil to go out. I command you to come out. Oh, yeah? Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day, the evil spirit answered them, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know about, but who are you? Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Excuse me, if I was the one, the woman talk to me directly. Maybe she would have been like this. Is it not true? It's true. I believe. If you don't believe, you know, you sabi. Even though pastor say he will step aside. Me, I'm not stepping aside. And I will not do you anything. But Adeboye say one of his son, he has a problem. One herbalist in his district. And the herbalist was troubling the guy. And he told him, he said, Daddy, what do I do? Me, I have to leave that area. The Adeboye said, no, you are not living there. Let him relocate. So go. Let him relocate. After how many days? The herbalist, what happened to him? He died. Is it him that killed him? No. There is power in your tongue. But the only thing that will hinder you is that, first of all, be a blessed of God. That is when that power can work. If you are not a blessed of God, that power will not work for you. But it will work when these things are beginning to work for you. So blessed of God is the benevolent of God. It's what he has done for us. And that is why we appreciate what happens on the cross on a daily basis. If not for Jesus, who am I that will handle microphone and speak to people? If I speak to people at best, is to talk to my congregation, those my colleagues, where we are drinking our beer and do all those nonsense things. Yes. But I was caught up. And he releases his power on me, whether you like it or not. His power is with you if you are a Christian. It's left for you to exercise it. Look at these people. Say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? The time we are in now is a time that challenges will come. Challenges will come on our way. And for those challenges, not to stand, you know, not to defeat us, what do we do? That the man of anointing is the man that put his opponent on a standstill. Don't you know that? Even in this scripture, when we're reading, we begin to read. One Simon, they call him, is he exhausted or something, something. He came, he said, okay, me also, let me display. Please, can you sell this thing for me? What did Peter say? Say, let your money perish with you. That is to tell you that this money is not the matter. But somebody that is carrying anointing, whether it is a layman, whether it is a gurugu, whether it is anything, no matter if whether it's a man of no consequence in the midst of people, but anointing can shoot you out to become somebody. Praise the Lord. So this morning, what are we gathering? Lord, we have a lot, but then thanksgiving can only be ignited. Thanksgiving can only be ignited, you know, by what this great salvation that we have received. If I have received great salvation, that woman, did he keep quiet? No, he didn't. Zacchaeus, who told him, do they press him to go and begin to run, to go and climb sycamore tree? No. What happened? He heard something. What did you hear? Even as you are seated, what did you hear? What did you hear? What have you been hearing? What kind of thing have you been hearing? Is it only about making money? Only about getting motor, getting aeroplane, getting anything, being a societal person? Is that what you have heard? Excuse me. Change your mind this morning. Change your mind this morning. So it is not in all of those things. But the fact remains that the matter of salvation, for you to get it, and it will result to thanksgiving, it is not only when it is rosy. We should get it clear. It is not only when it is rosy. Whether in good time, why do you thank God? You thank him for what he has done. Eh? Forgiving you, I like one guy that used to give testimony here. What is his name? Success. He said, I thank God for the salvation of my soul. That is the number one thing that will spur you to action to begin to thank God unceasingly, your gratitude to the Almighty God. That is what is supposed to push you to do all of those things. So now, what is the salvation that I collected? What is it doing for me? What is my experience? What is my experience? Why do I have to give thanks to God? express my gratitude to the Almighty. It is because of that salvation. Secondly, is that I will always thank God because He has anointed me. Jesus said, He said, this that I have done. He said, greater works. Will you do what? Will you do? That greater works. Are you experiencing it? Are you experiencing it? Praise the Lord. So, like I have said, maybe if we have opportunity again, pastor is standing, and I don't want to be a disobedient servant. So this morning, the summary of everything is that, like we are supposed to read Matthew chapter 5 from verse, the matter of beatitude. That is the summary. That is the attitude of Christ. That is the things that Christ, has, for us as His children. So each beatitude, of Christ is about how blessing comes to a man. In those beatitudes that we are seeing in Matthew chapter 5 from verse 2 to 12, what did you see there? Go home and read it on yourself. Read it by yourself. He said, blessed is more than happiness. I said it before. So it implies that you are an enviable person if you carry Christ. You are an enviable person if you carry Christ. You are a fortunate person if you carry Christ. So it is not all about pleasures like we said earlier, but the matter is about what are you celebrating for? What are you celebrating for? So it's the matter that is a food for thought for us this morning, that I am wired to be blessed of the Lord. That every day of my life, every moment, I need to give God thanks. And because He has released His anointing upon me, I have the power to silence my opponent. I have the power to bring succor to men. I have the power to make men to live in a life of thanksgiving continuously. Yes, David told Mephibosheth, say, from today, you will be eating on my table, what? Continually. So anointing keeps you fit. Keeps you fit. There is no athlete. If it's not fit, they will soon carry in dead body from that place. The anointing keeps you fit. So pray for yourself this morning. I don't know whether you have anything to say to Jesus this morning. I don't know whether you want to come and tell Him, I need this, blessedness. I need to experience it. As the pastor will come on.